Concrete Rose, Chapter 14. At Friday night football games, it don't matter if you rep grey or green. Only the school colours matter. This morning, Ma stepped in my doorway and said, "Why don't you go to the game tonight?" At first, I was like, "Nah." She off from her second job today. I couldn't ask her to spend her free time watching my son. "You're not asking, I'm offering," she said. "It would be good for you to get out and have some fun." I'm not stupid. It's more about Dre than anything. She gave me money too. I know she feels bad for me. $10. That should be enough to cover my ticket and a snack. I'm broke till I get paid the day after tomorrow. This 10 is like 100 to me. I follow King, Junior and Rico into the stadium. It's cold enough to see my breath. I don't care. This is my first football game this year and it's going to be off the chain. Gordon High taking on whack-ass Washington High, the school from Presidential Park. Our rivalry with them make King Lords versus GD seem minor. We in their territory at their field, yet the entire Gordon High here plus half our neighbourhood. It's hard as hell to find some seats. We stand at the fence along the sidelines, right near the 50-yard line. At least we'll have a decent view. King blow into his hands. "Them boys better whoop some washed up Washington ass tonight." "Word," Junior says, watching this girl pass by us. Shorty in a referee costume with her booty practically hanging out. "Aye, baby, you can blow my whistle any day." She flip him off. The rest of us burst out laughing. Halloween tomorrow. You'd think it's tonight with all the costumes out here. Me, Ma and Aunt Nita taking Andriana and Seven trick-or-treating in Cousin Gary's neighbourhood tomorrow afternoon. All right, our trick-or-treat. Seven gun chilling his stroller. Last year, folks acted funny if I asked for candy. This year, I'll lie and say it's for the baby. People can't say no to a cute baby. "Can't believe Mav finally out," King teases. "You act like you're on house arrest." Junie and Rico laugh. They know all about house arrest. "Shut up," I say. "My mum are watching Little Man. That's the only reason I'm here." Rico brushes waves. He keep a hairbrush at all times. "I should never take care of him." She going through some stuff. I look at King. "You seen her lately?" "Man, forget that girl," he says. "The game finna start." Whistles go off and the Gordon High band start an Old Temptations song. They march into the stadium led by the drum majors and majorettes and followed by the football team. One side exploding cheers. Boos ring out across the field from the Washington High folks. "Shit, we only get louder." "Oh yeah, it's going down tonight." The majorettes out there looking fine as hell in their leotards or whatever them things is. "Maybe I'll holler at one of them." "Yeah, right. I ain't hollering at nobody. I miss Lisa too much. I walk by her house every day on my way to work and leave notes for her in the mailbox. Her or our mama must get them. They disappear by the next day. But I ain't got a response yet. I'm running out of options and ideas." "The football team ain't the same without you, King," Junior says. "If you was out there tonight..." "I wouldn't let them fools get a touchdown," King says. "I'm that N-I-G-G-A they'd better recognise." We crack up. "You stupid man," I say. "Real talk, Doug. They ought to let you back on the team," Rico says. "You did everybody a favour by beating Coach's racist ass." King watched the team do their programme chant on the sidelines. "I miss it. Can't front. Would do almost anything to get back out there." I think getting kicked off the team was worse to him than getting kicked out of school. King do a double take back at the bleachers. "Why are that fool staring so hard?" We all turn around. Ant and some Garden disciples sit a couple of rows back, and Ant mean mugging me real hard. He do that at school. I never say anything to him because I don't want to risk us getting into it. Then I'd be breaking my promise to Sean. "He's still mad that he got detention for talking shit to me last week," I say. "Mrs. Turner went in on him." King holds his arms out like, "What is it then?" Ant wave him off and look somewhere else. "Punk ass," King says. "He tries something tonight, we got you, Mav." "No doubt," Rico says. And Junior go, "For sure." "That's the thing about your homeboys. When they got your back, they got your back. I might have lost Dre, but I still got brothers." Going to a football game is kind of like getting hypnotised. I mean, damn, we're freezing our butts off and our feet probably going to be numb when this all over. We only care that our team up by 10 at half time. For the first time in months, I feel like me again. Just me and my boys, cheering for our team and goofing off. I done had a kid for so long that I forgot that I'm still one. The teams clear out and the bands make their way onto the field. Battle of the bands can get as hype as the game. Most folks staying in their seats to see it. The line at the concession stand probably ain't long then. "Hey, I'm going to go get some nachos," I say. "You'll want something?" "A burger and a Sprite," Rico says. "A Sprite sound damn good," Juno says. "Get me a chilli cheese dog and a Frito pie too." "Oh, a Frito pie," Rico points at him. "I forgot they do them. Aye, get me one of them, Mav. Thanks, homie." "Yeah, you a real one for buying our food," Junie add. "What the hell? Who said I was buying? And where they get off giving me grocery lists?" You're better to take your old lazy behinds to the cashing stand and buy your own stuff. Fool, you asked, says Rico. King laugh. It's cool, Mav. I'll help out. Come on. Genie shake his head, trifling. I give him his second middle finger of the night and follow King. I was wrong. The line to the concession stand long as hell. Only two or three people working in the booth and folks in line already complaining. King blow into his hands and rub them together. We better not have to wait all night. Man, this is a HUD stadium. Of course we're going to be waiting all night. I stretch my neck to look at the sale signs. Shit, that's how much nachos cost. That'll be all my money. You that broke? King asks. Basically, I haven't got paid yet. Ma gave me $10 for tonight. $10? Come on, man. Seriously, look. King pull a fat roll of money out of his pocket. This what I'm working with. All hundreds. Damn, you step your game up. Fascio. Gotta give these fiends what they want. No disrespect, but Dre gone. Nothing keeping you from getting back in it. You could be making this kind of dough yourself. Some lady huff out a line, saying these slowpokes are not going to make her miss her baby's performance. We move up a spot. I scratch through my hair. I don't know if I want to get caught up again, King. Fool, you only got $10. My bad, you don't get that after buying your ticket. Believe me, I know. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. King shake his head. You bugging. You're at least going to go after whoever killed Dre. Please tell me you're not backing out on that. Shauna ordered me to let him and the big homies handle it, I say. What? You're supposed to be a man. Do whatever for your family. God damn, you soft. I look him up and down. What? First you back out on our operation. King count it out on his fingers. Then you stay at home all that damn time like a housewife. Now you won't get revenge for somebody you called your brother. That's some punk shit, Mav. I shouldn't be surprised. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Exactly what I say. Everybody know you. Loud voices cut him off and we turn round. Fists fly in the parking lot as some dudes go at it. Four of them wear yellow bandanas, Latin royals. Presidential Park known as their home. The other three are garden disciples. I ain't surprised one of them ain't. He always into something. The line really moving now because mostly everybody getting the hell out of here. I pat King's arm. Yo, we should bounce. Hell now, this better than the game. Ah, who you think gonna win? That's the thing. Fights like this ain't won by fists. They're usually won by pow, pow. I flinch. People scream and run around the parking lot. Tires screech. The band stop playing and folks rush out of the stadium. Only one person not moving. Ant lie on the concrete, dead in a pool of blood.